So, let's say you've decided on some characters. This is antisocial skill number 2. Start pretending they're real. What are they like? Where are they from? What music do they listen to? Spend some time with them. If you're on a bus, think about what they might be doing if they were there too. Would they talk on the phone, listen to music, draw pictures, sleep? What we say depends on who we are. An older person might speak differently than a younger person. Someone from the South might speak differently than someone from the North. Once you know your characters, you can figure out how they talk. At this stage, it's helpful to use antisocial skill number 3, muttering to yourself. When you speak your character's words, you can hear whether they sound natural, and fix them, if necessary. Remember, most people are usually pretty informal when they speak. They use simple language and contractions. So, "Do not attempt to lie to me" sounds more natural as "Don't try to lie to me." Also, keep it short. People tend to speak in short bursts, not lengthy speeches. And let the dialogue do the work. Ask yourself, "Do I really need that adverb? For instance, 'Your money or your life,'" she said, threateningly. Here, threateningly is redundant, so you can get rid of it. But if the words and the actions don't match, an adverb can be helpful. "Your money or your life," she said, lovingly. So, to recap. First, eavesdrop. Next, pretend imaginary people are real. Finally, mutter to yourself. And write it all down. You already have everything you need. This is fictional dialogue, or how to hear voices in your head.